It is episode 50 of A Gal and a Gay. This is our Walking Dead recap. We are back. The show is definitely back.
I think it was a great start to season 5. So much to talk about.
Yeah. Appropriately titled No Sanctuary.
Yes, exactly. So if you haven't watched it, major spoilers. So just fair warning, we're going to talk about everything. So here we go. Here's our review of the first episode of season 5. Sorry, I'm still just so
taken back.
Exactly. I'm still trying to come down off of this episode that I forgot to record for a second.
And she's been drinking. That also helps.
She actually has. Actually, I have not been drinking.
She has not. So we've waited 7 months for this. It picks up right where we left off season 4.
I mean, amazing first episode.
It was so good.
Blown away.
And I remember last season. It was like, how can the show get any better?
I mean, it left
This is why it's the number one show.
Exactly. This is why so many people watch it, because it's so good. I mean, it left off super intense, and it picked up right on the same level of intensity, and it just kept going. So, I mean, I stopped taking notes halfway through it because I was so into it.
And we talked about this. We also done a Game of Thrones. We've done True Blood, things like that. And you never get a chance to tweet or write things down because there are no commercials. It's nonstop. But luckily for us, it's great. Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
So good. So let's just start, I guess.
So, it's so intense.
So intense.
Yeah. And we know, it was funny because from the words that Rick said at the end of last season, they don't know who they're messing with.
Yeah, they don't. And they really didn't have any clue. And they learned very quickly who they were working with or messing with. So, so it starts off with a little flashback of the guys in Terminus, Gareth and some other people inside the train car. And it said Vin, right?
Yep.
And it's just them talking. And then we go to now. And then it's Rick and the gang in their little train car making makeshift weapons out of whatever they have, which is like their belts and their shoes and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So they're ready to attack them once they open up the door. But they didn't get a chance to.
They got surprised.
Yeah.
Because obviously these people have done this before. They know that there's... no matter how many people you have in there, they're going to try and do something to you if they think you're opening the door.
Yeah.
So they obviously threw a can of
gassed them.
And then you're seeing it through Rick's point of view.
I know.
Which was brilliant.
Brilliant.
Because since you're seeing it from his point of view, you don't know who's with him.
Nope.
You don't know what kind of condition he's in. And right there, you saw, he's kind of going in and out of consciousness. And you see it said something.
Feed.
Feed was one of them that jumped out.
Yeah, feed. Yeah, that's the only one I could recognize on these bins. And you see, you hear saws, like a bone saw going. Oh. And you see guy lay down on a table, two guys like sawing into a body, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then they pull Rick and Glenn and Daryl and Bob. They've pulled them out of the train car and brought them in with some other random guys and line them up against the trough. And we don't know what's going on until, well.
Right. Well, let's say, and that first guy is...
The guy who plays Cobblepot, who plays the Penguin on Gotham.
Yeah.
So he was in this episode for some reason. I don't know if he was in... I'm guessing he was in last season. Maybe he was. I don't know. But... they were just saying on The Talking Dead that they flew him out for this one episode, and that was it. So,
why?
I don't know.
He was the first goner.
I know. He was gone. But he's... I saw some people on Twitter talking about it, and I was like, yeah, he does kind of look like that guy. But I didn't realize it was actually him.
Actually him.
He had bleach blonde hair in this show, and, on Gotham, he does.
Robin Lord Taylor.
Yes, that's his name. Yes.
So, he was the first victim at the trough.
So, yeah.
So, basically, I mean, you watched the show, but...
They club the guys over the head with a baseball bat, and then they slit their throats, and their throats drain into this trough. Mm. It's so they're just basically bleeding these people out so they can harvest mm-hmm. the bodies, which is just disgusting. So
Terminus is exactly what...
Yes.
We didn't...
Exactly.
Everyone thought
they were cannibals.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So it's just taking a page out of the graphic novel.
Yeah.
Or the comics or whatever.
Exactly.
So.
It was pretty intense watching them do it. Like,
oh my gosh. We
and so they get to Glenn and they, oh my God.
Well, and I want to know, like, Rick was not going to let something happen to Glenn.
Oh no, Rick was not going to let that happen.
But
yeah.
He still didn't have anything on. Like, or he didn't get his...
Yeah, I mean, he had his little piece of wood that he took from inside the train car, but there was no way he could...
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
I don't know
until...
if there was a way he would get, to save Glenn, but it was very close.
Yeah, it was close. And then, of course, Gareth comes in and and Bob tries to get his attention, tries to tell him, you know, trying to reason with him. There was no reasoning with him. And then, of course, Gareth takes Rick's gag off. And then, you know, he's trying to ask him about the big bag of stuff.
Yeah, the guns that they stash out in the woods before they went to Terminus. He saw them put it out there. So he's asking Rick about it. And
threatening Bob.
Threatening to kill Bob. Mm-hmm.
And then I loved when Rick's finally like, yep, it's this AK-47, this. There was also a red-handled machete. And that's what I'm going to kill
you with.
That's
what I'm going to kill you with. Yeah.
It's like, oh, my.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I know. I'm liking Ruthless Rick. I'm so
Ruthless
glad
Rick. That's good.
So,
I like that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm glad that he's back. You know, he came back last season, but, you know, I'm glad we're going to see more of it now because we didn't get to see much of it last season.
No.
You know,
no, just
so.
There at the end.
Yeah.
And then there's an explosion.
Yeah, just as they're about to, kill Glenn, there's a big explosion. Well, there's gunshots, and then there's a big explosion. And so they're like, what's going on? And,
right.
Yeah, so.
And then we come to find out after the open. That it's then we go back.
By the way,
kill.
There's a new open. If y'all didn't notice that, they have a whole new open.
Oh right.
Yeah, and it's really neat. So I'm glad they updated the open. So
yeah.
Major props, AMC. Liked it. Yeah, but we come back from the open, and it's is it Tyrese and Carol when they come back?
Yep, and Judith.
And Judith, yeah, they're walking down. They're on their way to Terminus.
And they're trying to talk. You know, they're talking about what's going to happen. Carol, her plan is to leave.
Yes.
The plan is to get them there, and then she's going to leave. So.
Yes, that's right.
Because she, you know. And then, I thought it was good because Carol is, she knows what, she's so level-headed.
Yeah, she's very level-headed, exactly. Right. She doesn't get too excited, too freaked out. She's just very calm all the time.
Yeah,
she knows what she needs to do.
Right, and then here comes the herd of zombies.
Exactly.
And, you know, they spring into action. Well, and then
they run in the woods.
Well,
and then,
at that part, I thought this was right up until whatever explosion happened at Terminus, because you have these, there was one zombie, Carol killed it. Obviously Tyrese didn't. And then they see more walkers coming.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hide out. They're coming toward them, where they're hiding, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an explosion of sorts. And then makes all the walkers, you know, gunfire or whatever. And then you're like, oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's happening at Terminus.
No.
No. So, and then we find out as Carol and Tyrese decide to go to Terminus, then they come upon this guy out there shooting off fireworks.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, to distract the walkers away from Terminus.
Right.
So, and this guy's talking on a walkie-talkie to somebody else over at Terminus, and they're talking about Michonne, and they're talking about Carl, and he's like, you know, after they slit, what do you say, after they drain that, or did they bleed that kid or something, I want his hat. And that's when Carol and Tyrese are right behind him. She's like, we're friends with the lady with the chick with the sword and the boy. So.
And then he was like, oh, well, they attacked us and stuff like that. And it's like, no.
I just love how Carol's like, I don't believe you.
Right.
I don't believe you.
Yep.
Don't believe
Badass
you.
Badass Carol springs Carol into action.
Is the hero of this She's episode.
She's the MVP.
She's the MVP of this episode. Absolutely. From beginning to end, she was awesome. I mean, I've always loved Carol, but man.
Right.
I'm so, just what they did with her this episode.
Right. She's the reason that they survived.
Oh, yeah. Just the only way, the reason they got out.
I mean, they had a plan, but if it hadn't been for Carol.
It hadn't been for, exactly, they would have never gotten out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the way she was so calm and, like, collected through the whole thing. Wasn't scared, just did it all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's awesome. So, if any of you are on Twitter, you saw the hashtag in Carol We Trust. So, that was trending during the show. So, that was fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, she, and I love that, you know, she, you know, got all the zombie blood on her.
Yep.
She mudded up her face. She blended in. She knew that's what she had to do.
Yep.
She was not scared.
Yeah, so she told Tyrese to stay there with Judith, stay there with the baby in this little cabin and with this guy who just...
Yeah, they tied him up.
Whatever. Tied him up, and so Carol went to go to find everybody at Terminus because she knew they were there. So she went on her own, covered herself in zombie goo, mm-hmm. went on her way. Very smart.
Well, and what was also smart, she took the fireworks.
Yeah, she took all his stuff, all these fireworks and everything. So, yeah, so that was very smart, too.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. And this guy, who's with Tyrese, and this guy's just running his mouth, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tyrese wouldn't kill him, though.
This guy was smart.
Yeah.
He was just checking it out. I mean, he, you know, they've probably dealt with other people before, mm-hmm. and he kind of sensed weakness in Tyrese, and he took advantage of it, which...
Yeah, and this guy even said, he's like, no, they're not my friends, they're just people I survive with, or something mm-hmm. like that, so this guy really has no allegiance to anybody, he's just doing to stay alive, so...
Right.
Yeah.
I think he started to figure out later on that his buddies might not be there
exactly.
anymore, and that they were going to kill him one way or another, so he was trying to obviously save himself.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Then we come back. Carol is, you know, she has a shotgun. She has a scope. She's checking everything out. She
knows
what's going on. You see Rick being taken, taken in.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that it's before the incident and stuff like that. And then you're like, okay, well, obviously Carol has to have some kind of role in all of this. And she sees a big propane tank. And she takes action.
That's so cool.
Right.
So she shoots a propane tank, and then she sets off a bottle rocket into the propane tank, and it explodes, and it is the coolest.
It is
so the coolest scene.
Awesome. Zombies flying
zombies
everywhere.
Zombies blow up parts
but
everywhere.
They're already dead, so
I know.
Now you have fire zombies.
Fire flaming zombies. And flaming zombie parts everywhere, too. Oh my god, it was so
mm-hmm.
cool. And so that's the explosion we hear.
Yeah.
That's when we figure out that's the explosion that they hear while they're in that room
in the
or whatever. In the butcher.
Room.
Yeah, the slaughterhouse, I guess. So.
Oh.
I know.
And so. And then come to find out that gives Rick and them enough time to take down
the two butchers, because
Gareth took off.
Gareth took off, told him to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that was a big mistake.
Yeah, it was, because they don't know who
mm-hmm.
they're dealing with. And so Rick had taken a little piece of wood from inside the train car and hit it in his sleeve. And then he cut his hand, binds, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then stabbed the guys.
And
killed
they're
him.
Like, oh, kill him? Like, no, let him turn.
Let him turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'll take him out.
And what did he say? I think Rick said, like, we need to kill them all because they'll kill us if we don't. So,
oh, right.
Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm. kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, this episode was packed. So, before we leave the butcher scene.
Uh-huh.
So, I thought it was strange that before they left, you see this body that's on one of the slabs.
Yes.
And you see the person's face.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
They made a point to show this person's
face.
And I was like, I have
no
idea. Who is this?
No clue.
Is this somebody?
And then you were watching.
And then on Talking Dead, they said that this guy who they were cutting up was Gareth's brother. So I guess it shows that they really don't care. I mean, they're so in, I guess, a survival mode that they're eating even their family. It's crazy. I mean, it shows you how far gone these people were. Mm-hmm. That they just don't even care anymore. That they're just killing people for food.
Well, and they've been there for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like the brother just showed up and they decided he didn't want to, he wasn't down with all this.
So
they're turning on each other.
It makes you, they're turning on each other. Exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So, yeah.
But I mean, I did like how they went in just some strategic flashbacks that kind of explain what happened to Terminus to get it to this point.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We've never seen this before. We haven't seen this storytelling element. And I really want to know why we're seeing it now. Because we didn't see it with the governor stuff. We didn't see
this. This is true. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just they just wanted, I think it's they wanted to kind of show this without spending too much time at Terminus. Maybe that's what it was. You know, maybe they wanted to get to that backstory.
But why do we need the backstory at this point?
I don't know.
We already know that they're,
I guess they want us to feel sorry for the Terminus. Like, maybe give it just some, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some perspective. These aren't just straight up crazy people that they were once, just like, let's say, like Rick and them. That was, mm-hmm. they were just a group trying to survive, but so many bad things happened that they went nuts. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's,
I think there's going to be a bigger point.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I feel like that's not going to be the last of that we hear about, maybe. Mm-hmm. I would think. I wouldn't think they would just wrap that all up in one episode.
Well, from what the articles that we've read, I mean, Gareth's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
So, whether he joins with them or he's hunting them or whatever, but it seems like, you know, I guess we need this backstory for some reason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, it's just interesting that they are adopting this kind of storytelling when just last year we were doing podcasts saying, God, I wish we had some
Some backstory. Yeah,
but
some
flashbacks. But not flashbacks to here. Flashbacks to when they first started.
Yeah, that's what I want, flashbacks to their life before the zombies.
Right.
And this wasn't really that. That was just what happened to these guys who were, because apparently it was a sanctuary where they were all letting people in, coming in, mm-hmm. to survive. And then some bad folks came in and started raping and killing people. And that's, then they fought back. And that's kind of what happened. They turned into this cannibal group. So, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then we find out Denise Crosby was Gareth's mom. Mm-hmm. Did we know that before? I don't think we knew that before, right? So.
No.
Yeah.
So, in a, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I did think what was interesting is we get back to Tyrese, and I think his name was Martin. The guy that was, that they were holding.
Oh, was his name Martin? I didn't catch his name. He was a jerk.
I thought it was interesting that, I mean, we kind of got a glimpse into, he's like, I used to watch football. I used to go to church.
Uh-huh.
But I really can't remember that time.
Yeah.
And then he had said something about, you know, how Tyrese and Judith were going to die that day.
Uh-huh.
Well, today's the day you're going to die. And he was saying how he basically called Judith an anchor.
Yes. It's like you're holding an anchor in the middle of an ocean or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
well,
you have a point.
Yeah, he is correct on that. But yeah, I mean, I had a feeling something was going to happen with him.
Oh my God.
So then we cut back to Terminus. So back and forth.
Yeah.
Cut back to Terminus. Carol's kind of going through. She's finding the crossbow. Yeah. She's finding certain things. She's gathering them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, she's going through the area. And that's when she runs into where their warship, I guess.
This is where they have the stuff written on the walls and on the ground. It's all the candles. We saw this briefly last season. So, I guess maybe it's their sanctuary part of it all. But, yeah.
And then that's where I knew something. I knew she was going to run into something or someone or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mary, Denise Crosby's character, she comes up behind her and hold her hands out. And, of course, Carol. I mean, then there's a struggle. And it's like the one person don't.
Right before that scene, I think that's when Carol goes through. She went to that room. She grabbed that crossbow. Was that Daryl's crossbow?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
But then they struggle, and then they end up with Carol, taking control of the situation, and they kind of have you know, a little bit of a talk. I can't remember too much of what they talked about, but it was basically...
No, I can't remember either, but it was something to the effect, like, we had to be this way or something like that. Mm-hmm. You could have been one of us or... Right. Yeah, it's like she sort of briefly explained, like, you know, we weren't always like this. We had to be this way because some people came and they were terrible and, mm-hmm. and yeah, something like that. So
yeah,
she was trying to explain to Carol briefly, like, why they were the way they are. So, or why they are, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, it makes sense why they put them in that holding mm-hmm. Area because they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
you know, see... if they were going to join them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, I mean, it can kind of give them the benefit of the doubt, I guess, in the fact that they weren't just going to outright kill. I mean, they
that's
were going
to
kill them. They were basically trying to get them in there to see what they were like.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, there was a confrontation, and then they think, oh, crap.
Crap.
These are the same people
yep.
that attacked us, came in here
yep.
and beat us and raped us and all that stuff.
Exactly.
So they already think that this group is like that, mm-hmm. looks like that, probably that old group. So they have trust issues.
Yeah. Clearly.
Yes. And it was sort of like a bait and switch too. Yeah. Terminus, all sanctuary. Well, false advertising.
Used to be. Not so much sanctuary anymore.
Right. And then you have Carol shot her in the leg.
Shot her in the leg. Oh, God, right. Carol's such a bad ass in mm-hmm. this episode.
I know.
Again, she's just
yeah.
She does what she needs to be done. Doesn't think twice about it.
And then she let the walkers in.
Yep.
We still don't know if Mary's dead.
We don't know.
We don't. I mean, really I know. We didn't see
her die.
Right.
But you would assume since she was wounded and there were walkers.
But there was a gun around her, too.
That's true.
This is Denise Crosby. Like,
I know.
I mean, it seems like we're probably going to see her more in flashbacks now.
I would
assume
that.
But again.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Others have survived.
This is true.
In situations like
others,
that.
Others have survived.
Including some of our heroes.
Yes.
Our survivors.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then that happens. Then we're back outside. We have Daryl, Bob, Rick and Glenn,
mm-hmm.
and they come to another train car
mm-hmm.
box or whatever. And, you know, Glenn's like, we've got to let those people out. You know, that we can't be those people who don't
yeah.
help now. We
yeah.
can't be these
yeah,
people.
Exactly.
And then of course
they open it and there's a crazy guy inside.
There's a crazy guy inside.
And they were saying on the Talking Dead, he was on another episode.
Really?
This guy is like, some old episode he was, I guess in one of the first seasons, he's an old character, I think. I think that's what they were saying on the Talking Dead, that he's, you know, it's for those really hardcore fans who remember everything about everything.
It's only been 5 seasons.
I know.
But it feels like it's been on for 10.
I know.
It really has.
And
I think the reason why is because they've split up the seasons.
Yes.
So it feels like
that. It feels like forever, yes. Because there's always so much time in between them all. That, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We do need to go back and I guess the Glenn episode was, or Glenn part was before the Carol and Mary part. But I thought what was interesting, that one line that she had said to Carol, it's like, you're either the butcher or you're the cow.
Yes.
And you could have been one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was such a great
yeah,
line.
I know.
Oof, I mean, she butchered her own son.
I know. You're either the butcher of the cattle. That's crazy.
So I'm so glad we're not spending that much time at Terminus.
Yeah, me too. Because I think it's just too much. You know, like, I think if you were to spend too much time
right.
at a place like this, it would just get to be like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And Terminus has already been such a big part of the show because... For how many episodes
yeah,
last
exactly.
season?
That's the,
we were working up
exactly.
to Terminus, and then they get there, and then, you know, this happens.
And I think it's smart, I mean, just seeing it in these little, I mean, just having this very brief amount of time there, I think that's a great idea. It's a very smart move, yeah,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't get old or
right.
we get tired of it or anything like that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know.
Hmm. And then we come back to Tyrese, who
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this guy's name was Martin. So he got out of his binds and
oh yes,
took baby Judith hostage
because there were some walkers outside, and so Tyrese goes and looks out the window, and then this is when Martin takes his opportunity and goes in, threatens to kill baby,
yeah, baby Judith. Snap her neck.
Just says, oh, I'll take one snap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And he's like,
I was really worried that he was going to kill her.
Me too.
I really was. So, I mean, God, Judith, just always.
She's an anchor. Anchor in the ocean. But, you know.
I was telling you some of the tweets on Twitter, like, you had one job, Tyrese. Yeah.
One job. One job. Keep the baby. You're babysitting.
Keep the baby safe, yeah.
Yeah, keep the baby safe.
Don't let Judith die.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, she didn't. But
yeah.
The guy had Tyrese by the balls.
Yeah, he's exactly.
Like, get out.
Get out. Go outside.
And of course, we're all like, well, he either ran away or he's going to go get Carol.
But also, Tyrese is Tyrese. Tyrese is a badass when he has to be. And so this guy didn't realize who Tyrese... He figured Tyrese was just some... Because Tyrese wouldn't kill him or do anything to him. He thought, this guy's not going to make it. But of course, Tyrese comes back. Because there's only like three walkers outside. He kills them all. Mm-hmm. And eventually comes back in.
Yep.
Side and beats the shit out of this guy. Beats this guy to death and saves Judith. So,
which needed to happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm glad that guy's dead. He deserved it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I think we cut to the train car, the boxcar.
Yes.
And everyone's still making weapons. Mm-hmm. They're preparing for the next round. Because, again, they came through, they know the little trick now.
Yeah.
So I think everyone's trying to get ready to be the next.
Yeah, and they don't really know what's happening. They can hear the gunfire and all this commotion going on outside. They have no idea what's going on. So, and Eugene's trying to compromise the door with a bullet or something.
With the canister.
Canister, that's what it was.
The canister, the tear gas canister.
That's what it was.
He's so weird. And then, of course, everyone's kind of putting him on the spot.
Yeah, like, what's the cure?
So, what's the cure?
What's the cure?
Let's talk.
You say you know what the cure is, and then bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. I don't understand.
And he bullshitted.
I don't understand why they believe him.
Yeah. Fire with fire, he said, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he did get, he...
What did he say? He worked... Well, it's classified information. But then he says, he worked with some special ops team or something that...
And they know
developed how to biological warfare and...
Yeah.
And that he knows if he goes, they can develop some sort of disease to counteract this disease or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Bullshit. I feel like he's the anchor.
He is the anchor because he doesn't fight. He doesn't do anything. Right. Like, even when they got out of the train car and all of them are surrounding Eugene, fighting, and he's got nothing. He's just walking there.
Nothing.
Like, what? Nothing. What good? I just don't understand why they believe him.
Yeah. And I still think people are skeptical. I mean, he did talk obviously about how they were weaponizing diseases to fight.
Yeah.
Weaponized diseases and fight fire with fire. And, if he gets there, he can turn the tables. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I think it's...
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think some people in the Rick group are skeptical, obviously. But, Abraham and Rosita,
mm-hmm,
they all believe him wholeheartedly, it seems like. So it's just, it blows my mind. But they do get out and get reunited with everybody, and they all get over the fence safely. So that was good. And they get out into the woods, and they go and find their cache of weapons, and... Mm-hmm. Rick's like, we gotta go back. We gotta go kill them all.
Yeah.
We're going back. They're not all dead. Yep.
It's true.
I know.
It's completely. You gotta wipe them out.
I know. He's like, yep. We gotta go back and kill them all. Well, but then, the group's
you kill a couple hornets.
Yeah.
There are more in there.
Exactly.
You can set it on fire. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You have to go back.
But the group's like, oh, what? WTF, Rick, we just got out of there.
Right.
Barely made it out with our lives. Mm-hmm. No, we're not going back. Like,
yeah,
it's on fire and there's a bunch of walkers. They're either going to run or they're going to die. And so, so they convince Rick not to go back, even though they probably should have, because obviously Garrett's going to make it out and that's going to be a thing this season. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we got to see Rick kill Garrett, and it's going to happen. It's got to happen.
Oh, right.
Right. It's got to.
Right.
So,
But then we had the best
scene. Oh my god. This scene.
Because we're like, holy shit. They all got out.
They all got out. And Carol.
Where the fuck is Carol?
Carol's still in there. Oh my god. But then there.
At this point, we shouldn't really have been too worried about Carol.
This is true.
She has taken down Terminus.
She single-handedly.
Single-handedly.
Took down Terminus.
And Mary. So. Yeah, so I really shouldn't have been too worried about
that. This is true. But I was afraid that they weren't going to get reunited because I was like, right. Oh, God, no,
oh,
they're going to.
Here we go.
Exactly. Yeah. But they did. And it's just, it was so nice because all you see is just Carol come up and then Daryl turns around and sees her and just like runs and hugs her and he's like crying. And oh, God, it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I was honestly choked up. Honestly choked up. It was so nice. And then the rest of them saw Carol and they're all just very happy and then she's like, you know, you need to come with me and then they go and Rick and Judith are reunited with Carl. That was really sweet too. Another choked up moment. Mm-hmm. I really love when they do these reunions because you forget that they've all been separated for so long. Right. So yeah, this is the first time that they've seen Judith since they left the prison. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a great episode.
Yeah, it was. It was solid. I'm still not so sold on these flashbacks. I'm really not. Because then at the end, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like, what was that? And it was like, then. It's like,
yeah, like, it is
we're
a different
ending on then?
It's a different thing. I mean, that's, yeah, they haven't really done this type of flashback before.
And
but,
to end on a flashback.
Yeah. But, I mean, I liked it. I mean, it gives you some perspective on the Terminus, you know, because they kind of allude to it here and there with some of the dialogue. And then they kind of give a flashback into what happened, you know.
Yeah.
It gives you some development there for some of those characters, so.
I guess.
And then we have the credits.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they've done this, too. They did a scene after the credits.
Yeah, and after the coming up on The Walking Dead. Morgan.
Morgan. That's his name. Yes, Morgan, who took me a minute to realize who it was, because I was like, who is that? But Morgan, if you remember, those of you who just watched, like my sister who just watched season one, he is the dad of the boy. You remember the dad in the boy that Rick runs into right after he gets out of the hospital in season one. He's the dad and son.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Who he holds up with and his wife had turned into a walker. They were living in their house. He couldn't shoot her. But Rick hangs out with him for a while before going on to find his family, and he had left. This is all season one. And I think at one point he had left like a note or something for him to Morgan and his son to try and find help or something. And then we see Morgan again in season four or five.
Really?
Yeah. There was one episode where we see him because Rick comes across him in a house and he's going to find out his son's dead, and he's crazy now. Do you remember this? Do you remember there's a crazy. He's like lost his mind because he's so overcome with losing his son. I can't remember which season that's in, but he's like he ran into him once again, one more time, and I can't remember which season. But yeah, you don't remember this?
No.
Well,
none whatsoever.
No.
But it seems like maybe he's got his marbles.
Yeah,
together.
It seems like he's back on it. So I wonder what the symbol was, though, on the tree. Did you see that symbol?
Mm-hmm.
That's new.
It was an X.
Yeah, it was an X.
All I could think was X.
That's what I did too. I was like, wait a minute. Are we seeing a clip? Or is there like
is Wolverine on his way?
It's like they're a teaser for a new X-Men thing that I'm missing here. Right.
Or I thought, okay, maybe this is something for the comic. Like, the comic is merging with the TV
show
or something.
Maybe that is a symbol from the comic. I don't know. If you know what that was or have any clues, please let us know because that was new to me, so. But, I mean, God, such a great episode.
Mm-hmm.
Just fantastic from beginning to end. So, really great way to start off a season.
Yeah. Carol was definitely the MVP of this episode.
If you were on the fence about Carol before.
Yeah, and you said there were some tweets like
there
that.
There were some tweets like that
what?
Who said, I'm on Team Carol now. And I'm like, why weren't you on Team
why
Carol
were you
before?
Not, right.
She's been awesome from the get-go. And she's only gotten better.
Yeah.
So.
Carol's, I mean, she did, last season with Carol was crazy. Just with what she had
to
do. And
I know she had to kill those two Tyrese's girlfriend, and that other guy, because they had the flu, and then she had to kill Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. And I guess some was saying that in the comic or graphic novel, it was actually Carl that offed Lizzie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or whatever character that was.
Actually, yeah, I think I did read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real quickly, I think we need to mention, give a big thank you to TWD Fansite.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead Fansite, at TWD Fansite.
Yeah, follow them on Twitter. They have a great website, TWDFansite.com. They're all over The Walking Dead all the time. We tweet back and forth them a lot. They're sharing our podcasts on their website and that sort of thing. So it's an awesome group. So thank you guys for always being talking with us and everything. So if you are a big Walking Dead fan like we are, check out their website.
Oh yeah, they have all kinds
TWDFansite.com, and they're actually going to a big ZombieCon thing in Atlanta soon, and they're going to be taking pictures and stuff. So definitely check it out. It's very cool. So and follow them on Twitter, also TWDFansite on Twitter. So
and they also posted the promo for episode 2 next week called Strangers. I also wanted to mention on IMDb, I was going through the episodes for this season. They only have 4 of them named so far. Obviously, just mentioned next week's is called Strangers. Episode 3 is 4 Walls and a Roof. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But episode 4, Slab Town.
Slab Town.
Yeah. So I have a feeling that's where we're going to learn a little bit more about the cannibalism inside Terminus. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder when we're going to see Beth. I would hope soon.
Pretty soon.
Pretty early on in the season, I would hope we would at least start to see her or something. Yep. So.
And then we should also mention, since we're talking about it, and I just saw it again on TWD fan site about AMC has greenlit the companion series, and it's just like, oh God, what?
I know. I want
another one of these shows.
I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could have the heart for two intense Walking Dead shows. So,
right.
I'd be interested to see if it's going to be exactly like The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, with different characters, or if it's going to be take.
We know there's an Andrea in here. So we get another Andrea. Oh. Yeah. So, I don't think this isn't giving anything really away, because you're going to learn more about these characters as this companion series comes to TV sometime next year. They were talking about some of the characters. There's an Andrea. Somewhat wilted flower child. This is the description that I think AMC gave for these certain roles. 40-something. Yet another Andrea, which is interesting that we'd have another character named
Andrea.
Like that. But anyway, so she has retreated to the outskirts of the city to recover after a horrible marriage. We have an Ashley Thompson, Nancy. Oh, so let me go. Let me go down in order. So Sean Cabrera, a Latino male in his early 40s, is a good man trying to do right by everyone in his life. We have Cody, which apparently is his teenage son, very rebellious, also known as the angriest kid in town. This sounds like this is what happened before the big apocalypse. It just sounds like, it kind of sounds like that. We still don't know too much about it. They call it a companion series, so I don't know what that will mean. But
I don't know either.
We'll obviously learn more in the next few months as we're getting closer to releasing that. So, good stuff. Great episode.
I'm so happy the show is back.
Are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're not going to work now like last time.
That's true. I know. I work normal hours now, so I'm not immediately going to work after doing these podcasts and watching this show. So I'll have time to decompress and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we want to hear what you have to say about tonight's season premiere. We'd love to hear what you think. Maybe any speculation, anything that you think that you see, yeah. you saw tonight and you think, okay, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and maybe you know more about The Walking Dead, the graphic novel or something mm-hmm. that we do that you might lead you to believe some things that, you know,
yeah.
Might happen. So we'd love to hear your theories or anything like that. So just tweet us, A Gal and a Gay, or Facebook us, A Gal and a Gay, or email us at galandagay@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you, please. Yeah.
And we're going to do this after every episode. We live tweet throughout as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want you to join in on the conversation.
Please.
So please reach out to us.
Please. Oh, look, and they're replaying it right now.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a bad scene.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and rewatch it on your own.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to rewatch
this. No, one. I know. I don't think it's really intense. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Happy thoughts. I need happy thoughts before bed.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
Okay, all right. Guys.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Until next time. Bye.